Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone as we talk a little bit about the Rotary International Youth Exchange Program. Doug Peterson is the District 6000 Chairman for Rotary here in this part of the state, and he's with us here on the phone. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Absolutely. Rotary International working on an exchange program for students. This is nothing new. It's been going on for a long time.
Rotary has been involved with some level of youth exchange since the late 1920s. So going on 90 years, every year around the world, roughly 8,000 high school students participate in Rotary Youth Exchange, either leaving their home to another country or leaving their country to come, let's say, to the United States.
Yeah, you bet. Well, after 90 years, I'm guessing you've got a pretty good feel for how to do this then.
Well, we'd like to think so. I mean, we're always in a process of continuous improvement in terms of training our students and the student selection and preparing them for what many of them describe as the best year of their lives.
Well, and I've got to think that with students maybe being a little bit nervous about not knowing what they're going to get into, and parents concerned, of course, about their children, knowing that it's backed by an organization like Rotary has got to give them a little bit of a good feeling up front, knowing that they're going to be well taken care of and that this program is one that's been successful for a long time.
I think that's one of the advantages of the Rotary program. A student who leaves, for instance, the United States and goes to some country in Europe will have a specific counselor. They'll have a Rotary club that is interested in them and looking out after them, as well as a Rotary district similar to District 6000. So, for instance, in our district here in 6000, I am the program chairman. But every student, and this year we have 15 students that are in our district. They have a Rotary Club, they have a counselor, they have host parents. They've got a whole host of support to help make their exchange a success.
Doug, what are some of the more common questions that folks, whether they be the students or maybe their parents, will ask when they're considering something like this?
How much does it cost?
That's a good one.
Is always an issue. How will my child be safe? What if an emergency happens? You know, the general parental questions, and frequently the parents are more worried than the students. The students, being teenagers and having no fear, are ready to go. Parents, on the other hand, are certainly more worried about where their student will go, and with conditions in the world such as they are, those are well-founded concerns, and we try to allay all those concerns by talking about the support that a student will have, particularly from their host family and then from their host Rotary Club.
Well, I'm guessing when you get a student who's in his or her middle to late teens, you know, realistically, these are some of the last years as a parent that you're going to have day-to-day contact and be able to have that type of relationship that you have now. So I'm sure in some cases it's like, gosh, do I really want to give that up because things are going to change so fast?
That is exactly right. I was talking with a student a couple years ago who wanted to go on an exchange in the worst way, and I knew it was a losing battle when his father said, well, you know, we only will have him for 2 more years. So, yeah, that is always, it has to be a family decision, and it is a very important one, and the parents have to be willing to give their students some freedom and allow them to become much more independent and find out, you know, in the vernacular, who they are and what they're capable of doing. And frequently we'll hear from fathers who said, well, you know, I sent my son overseas as a boy, and he came back a man. I mean, there's a definite change in the student, and it was definitely a change for the better.
Right where I was looking to go too, Doug, as I was going to say, it's an adventure of a lifetime for some of these youngsters, but what do they get out of it? What's the big picture for them?
Well, a new understanding of an international culture. The students are immersed in the local culture. They are living with a host family, and with Rotary, they may have up to three host families. We like to give them two host families as an experience. So they are immersed in a family culture, and they get to enjoy that culture. They are immersed in the language, and certainly they have some travel opportunities along with their exchange, but it's mainly a new set of eyes in terms of international understanding. And, of course, one of Rotary's main missions is to advance international peace and understanding. So the Rotary Youth Exchange Program adheres to that goal quite well.
Well, an opportunity to grow lifetime friendships.
Oh, indeed. We ourselves have hosted four exchange students, and we do have lifetime friends as host parents. We certainly have had the advantage of enjoying the company of these exchange students, and they will make friends of their peers with friendships that indeed will last a lifetime.
You bet. Do students get to pick and choose where they go?
In Rotary, we will give them a list or have them provide us a list of their preferences. We can't always adhere to their preferences, but we do our best to give them an experience where they want to go. For instance, if they have Spanish-speaking ability because of taking Spanish classes and they prefer a Spanish-speaking country, we will do our best to provide them that opportunity.
Oh, that makes sense. It makes for an easier transition for them, too.
Indeed. And we can't always adhere to that. This year we've got a couple students in Brazil who are learning Portuguese, who actually wanted to go to Spanish-speaking countries, but we were unable to make that happen. So consequently, they're learning a third language. So it's a bonus for them.
Nothing wrong with that. No, not at all. Well, I know you're looking for possibilities here for the next academic year, for the 2019-2020 year, and that seems like a long way off, but the application deadline is November 15th, so you can work through the process. What's the application process like?
Well, the application process, actually, we'd like to have applications by the end of October. There is an extensive application which requires medical information, dental information, transcripts from school, And so if students are planning or desiring to participate, it's good that they would start filling out the application today. And that application can be found on a website, which is www.scrye.org. We call it SCRY, that's South Central Rotary Youth Exchange .org. And the long-term application is found as soon as you hit that link. You'll find the application, and you can begin to fill it out online.
You bet. Well, I assume the cost on something like this is going to vary, but is it reasonable so most folks who really want to have an opportunity?
It is very reasonable. Of any exchange program, Rotary is the most reasonably priced of any. And it will depend upon where the student ends up going, but we frequently will say that the cost of an exchange to a family is between $5,000 and $6,000. We have a application fee of $2,500, and there's the airplane, plane tickets. They must have insurance and other expenses that they will incur. So $5,000 to $6,000 is a pretty good figure for planning by a family.
You'd spend that on the kids during the school year, feeding them and transporting them.
That's exactly right. If you think you can't afford it, well, you no longer have car insurance, you no longer have food, you don't have school fees. There's some definite offset to that cost of an exchange program.
You bet. Well, Doug, I know right now looking for students who might be interested in applying for the program, but what about host families? You can't do this without host families on the other end. Are you always looking?
Always looking for host families. We cannot run our program without host families. So generally in the United States, we try to have 3 host families per student. So each family would have an obligation of about 3 months. And it gives the student different family experiences, and it's also a little easier to recruit a family for a shorter period of time. Although once a student arrives and that first family has the experience of an exchange student, frequently they don't want to give him or her up. But we do provide that experience, and we are always on the lookout for host families. Without them, we can't have a program.
Absolutely. Well, folks would like to know more about the Rotary International Youth Exchange Program. How would they find out more?
Well, they could access our website, which is rotary6000.org, rotary6000.org. And then once you get to our that page, scroll down to the left-hand side, and you'll find a link to Rotary Youth Exchange. Click on that link, and you will find a lot of information about the program, and I would suggest the first place to start would be a link called the Outbound Student Primer, P-R-I-M-E-R, which gives a basic overview of the application process and the qualifications of a student.
You bet. And a lot of great Rotary programs here in local communities, too. You could find a lot of Rotarians to visit with a little bit about that if you need assistance there,
That's
too.
That's very true.
High school students age 15 to 18 are eligible, so maybe you're interested in the adventure of a lifetime. It might be possible through the Rotary Youth Exchange Program. Hey, Doug Peterson, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. I'm always happy to talk about Youth Exchange.